You're listening to the Culture Builders Podcast, where we share thoughts, tools, and tips for leaders to improve relationships, raise standards, and grow personally. We're all about working to do better and to be better. You can learn more at thriveonchallenge.com. Coaching isn't for you. Just think of the sacrifices that you are required to make as a coach. You don't have job security. You don't get paid that much. Your family vacations and holidays are disrupted by practices and tournaments. You spend countless hours and days away from your family. Your weekends are spent traveling to tournaments. You stay up night after night studying film. You drive and fly thousands of miles each year on recruiting trips. You are under constant stress and pressure to win. You have to deal with ungrateful parents. You have to coach entitled athletes. You are constantly being evaluated and stripped down by your fans. You endure criticism and performance reviews every week in your job, and then these reviews are published in the newspaper or posted on social media. Even when you win, the expectations of your program are only raised by administrators and fans. This is just the tip of the iceberg when it comes to the sacrifices you make and what coaching costs you. When you run a cost-benefit analysis of the profession, you can start to wonder, is coaching really for me? Here's the truth. Coaching isn't for you. If you are doing it for yourself and for what you will get out of it, then it's not worth it. So if coaching isn't for you, then why do you do it? You do it for them. You do it for the people on your team. You coach for the young men and women who are entering adulthood and are going out on their own for the first time. They need a role model and a mentor. You coach for the young men and women who have nobody to hold them accountable or demand their best. They need someone who believes in them enough to ask for their best each day. You coach for the young men and women who are struggling with mental health issues. They need to be seen, known, and loved. You coach for the young men and women who have lost the joy of sport due to the hyper-competitive sporting culture. They need to experience the joy of sport once again. Leadership is not about you. And it's not for you. It's for the people you are called upon to serve. Coaching is a selfless sacrifice of your time, energy, and your life. So when you have that moment as a coach, when you start to question, is it worth it? Remember that it's not for you, it's for them. Thanks for listening to the podcast. If you enjoyed today's message, please share it with someone that also might need to hear it. Subscribe, leave us a review, and just continue to try to engage and share our content out there on social media to help us to continue to be a positive voice in the world of sports.